We've a number of no-fly zones in order to safeguard both the spectators and the competitors in the international rally that's taking place this weekend. So we'd encourage all aviators, be that for manned helicopters or light aircraft or indeed unmanned, which are drones, to make sure they're aware of that. We have a website notice on our website, ia.ie. We have no stairmen in effect, and we've also promoted on our socials as well. So you can check that out, see where those restrictions are, because they do change day to day, and make sure you don't injure that airspace during those times.
Obviously, helicopter pilots and owners are going to be well used to such restrictions, are going to know how to read maps, they're going to be very familiar with the work of the Irish Aviation Authority. Given the growth in drones over the past number of years and the fact that you can now effectively buy a drone online and have it delivered to your house within a matter of days, does that give an extra level of complication to your job?
To a certain extent. So all aviators, manned or unmanned, are required to familiarise themselves with the airspace restrictions. But of course, we're conscious of maybe a younger pilot that has ordered something online, as you said. So that's why we heavily promote this, not just to the traditional channels of the No Stairmen, but also on Twitter, Instagram, etc., to make sure we get that message out as wide as possible to people.